This is Bob Berdella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We should note late this afternoon exactly who is running for local offices this spring. Candidates have until this afternoon to get those petitions in. Voters will decide in April winners in the mayor's race, city council, school board, and a couple of county judgeships. If a primary is required, that would happen in February. More downtown apartments are planned for Oshkosh. A Madison company wants to build an apartment house at 600 North Main. It would be a combination of low-income apartments for seniors and market-rate apartments for everyone else. Construction depends on tax credits and would not start until sometime next spring. Still have that Christmas tree? You can drop off the Christmas tree at the end of Merritt Avenue on Lake Winnebago. The Otter Street Fishing Club will take that tree and use it to mark trails on the ice-covered lake this winter. After dropping over the Christmas holiday, gasoline prices continue to edge up again. Average gas price in Oshkosh now has jumped back to $3 per gallon. A reminder that the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce annual meeting and awards banquet is now scheduled for January 19th. Tickets and information can be found here on the Chamber website. Page 2, congratulations to Emmett, the first baby born in Oshkosh in 2023. Emmett was born at Arroyo Hospital at 7:33 in the morning. He weighs 8 pounds, 10 ounces, and is 19.75 inches long. Oshkosh's Restaurant Week is starting to get ready to go again, January 19th through the 29th of the dates. Participating restaurants will offer special menus and special prices. The Winnebago County Board will spend part of its meeting today reviewing County Executive John Damel's emergency shelter order. The county stepped in after the day-by-day warming shelter closed its doors just before a winter storm hit because of a lack of staff. The day-by-day warming shelter staff is expected to return to their jobs on January 9th. Damo wants the county to continue helping out and staffing the facility through February. And hats off to an Oshkosh homeowner who's offering free snow removal lessons on Facebook. All you need to do is show up at his house with a snow shovel in hand. He'll teach you all the techniques, including the scoop-and-throw method, the plow method, and the upside-down scraping method. The classes, of course, are free. I don't know who's getting the best of that deal. That is a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.